What's the impact of West Virginia adding quarterback JT Daniels? Well, I'm going to tell you, but first I have to take care of some business because I don't think enough of you realize the impact of WVU adding JT Daniels. I don't know why. I'm Mike Osti, and of course, this is Mike Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live, and this one for WV Sports Now. And this is potentially the most exciting news of the Neil Brown era, certainly to date, and this is a game changer for the West Virginia Mountaineers. And it seems like some of you aren't realizing that. The second the news hit, now there were plenty of West Virginia fans that were excited, that were thrilled about it. There were many of us that cover the Mountaineers, West Virginia alums, that knew how big of a deal this is, not only for the program, but for it happening now and even going into the return of the Backyard Brawl. But there were others who, number one, were upset that this somehow made Neil Brown a liar to Nico and meant that future recruits weren't going to trust him any further and that this was going to ruin the future of West Virginia recruiting. And why not go with this young stud kid? And he's supposed to be the guy. And Neil Brown's bragged about him. Everyone was excited about him. Why are you searching for a quarterback? Granted, those are the same people. And I threw a tweet up about this. They are the same people that are saying, and this is true, I'm not disputing what you're saying, that Neil Brown is under pressure to win now, and you need to start seeing a literal climb. The team's basically been in neutral at best under Neil Brown. Any big win that you may argue kind of got overshadowed by that team then struggling, Virginia Tech, for example, so it didn't look as good as it was at the time. Neil Brown's under pressure. Shane Lyons and him are in lockstep. Shane Lyons isn't going to get rid of the guy probably even after another year like this. He is giving him some time and rope, and he wasn't going to get rid of him before this coming season, like maybe some either thought or kind of secretly wanted, because there's a contingent of West Virginia fans, alums, and even former players. I have some of them telling me this off the record, that they're just no longer buying into Neil Brown. They're just done with it. They were excited at the time. Going from Troy to West Virginia, they thought he was ready for the next step, and they realized what he had to take over for Dana Holgorsen, and the cupboard was a bit bare and et cetera, but we haven't seen the offensive guru that he was thought to be. The wins haven't been there. The big wins haven't been there, and there's been too many upset losses, and even after a bowl victory, then you're fighting for bowl eligibility most of the year. It felt like you went from maybe climbing to now falling off the mountain and being a neutral at best over these years. So the same people that are saying all of that, and by the way, I'm saying all of that, I feel that, I've been saying it, Neil Brown is under pressure right now. He's the nicest guy in the world, but eventually it's a result-based business, and you can't just give him rope forever. Very rare in this day and age in college or pro sports that you get tons of time. This is a major university. This is a program top 15 all time in wins. This is a program with a history of success. This is a major conference. We're not going to get into what you think of the Big 12 or the future of the conference. I got tons of past shows on it. That's not the purpose right now. But regardless, the expectation should at least be to climb a little bit and get in bowl games. And if you're saying it's a climb, to progress. Not been the case. And there's pressure on him to do it now. I wouldn't give him forever. Absolutely. His seat should be hot and would be hot if I'm in charge. But the same people that are saying Neil Brown's seat got to be hot are also saying that you might as well just go with the true freshman, or maybe Garrett Green finally should get an opportunity. He's basically just been a runner. You haven't even given him that many packages to legit pass. You seem to give the hints you don't feel he can be a legit passer for a major conference team and cannot really be your starter. But how do we know this? Give him a chance, or most people want to just see the true freshman. This is 2022. That mentality would get Neil Brown fired, would not climb this program to where you want it to be, and would be a disadvantage to the program, 100%. So the impact of JT Daniels should be bringing excitement to the program, bringing excitement to the return of the Backyard Brawl with two former, oddly, USC quarterback castoffs going head-to-head. And obviously JT Daniels coming more recently from Georgia. And Pitt coming off a special year, an ACC title and a Heisman candidate, kind of what West Virginia maybe thought they could do with Will Grier just a few years ago. It didn't happen. West Virginia coming off of maybe arguably the worst season in recent memory for the Mountaineers, where they were really out of it way too early in the season. And pressure on Neil Brown, certainly more pressure on him than Pat Narduzzi, who finally proved his doubters wrong and kind of picked up the pace and got the big special season, got a ring on his finger. They didn't get in the playoff. They did get in the major bowl game. They didn't win it, but that was without Pickett. But an ACC title is an ACC title nonetheless, even in a down year for the conference. West Virginia would love to be in that position. It also allows you to bring in transfers, to have people want to come to you, to have your program be kind of thought of as on the rise and get national recognition. That's where West Virginia wants to be. Let's be real. They want to be there. They're not there now. They want to be there. They probably have a little jealousy of their arch rival in Pitt. And I know they're different conferences, different situations, but that's the situation going into the return of the backyard brawl in September. But that's still the situation. But that was the situation where West Virginia fans, being realistic, would say, okay, West Virginia fans are jealous of Pitt, maybe. Or Pitt's coming off a better season and West Virginia's trying to do something and Pitt's just going to romp the Mountaineers. It's not a fair fight. You have a transfer coming in who's battle-tested and your team bringing enough guys back and you're still going to be good and certainly should beat West Virginia that lost to much worse teams in recent memory and certainly last year with a crew that, yeah, Dante Stills is coming back, but seems like it's also lesser. So that was the situation. But the impact of adding JT Daniels and taking advantage of the transfer portal, which can work for you, it doesn't have to be a negative, is that now it adds excitement. Now it feels like that West Virginia has at least a chance to be competitive in that game, at least a chance to be competitive most of the season. I'm not saying it's going to go ahead in any way, have them even vie for the conference title in a Big 12, no matter what you think of the conference. But it gives West Virginia a chance. Prior to the move, it honestly felt like the Mountaineers were in a Pittsburgh Pirates rebuilding year that just didn't matter. They were punting the year. It was for Nico for the future. Maybe 2-3 years from down the line would be okay. But, and maybe you want to have him go through the growing pains. I get that argument, but it didn't feel like next year was going to be anything of consequence and they potentially could get blown out by Pitt to start the year. Okay. That's what it felt like. Even if your excitement for the return of the backyard brawl, if you're realistic and you follow, you're going to say West Virginia it just isn't on the level with Pitt right now. And regardless, it's going to struggle most of next season. It will be that rebuilding year. Bringing in JT Daniels with his experience allows that to provide more excitement, more realistic excitement, more competitiveness. It gives West Virginia a chance this year. The impact of that shows also that Neil Brown and West Virginia, they can bring guys in. It's not just about having the transfer portal for both West Virginia football, and we've seen this even in basketball. Bob Huggins starting to bring guys in after losing guy after guy. And you know the Oscar situation from a year plus ago with Kentucky. But it's been a situation for West Virginia, those two big programs, football and men's basketball, of just the transfer portal being a reason for guys to leave. And then you have one guy leave recently in Mesidor who then tries to disrespect and kind of slander most of the campus and Morgantown, and I'm an alum, that's no secret, and I've been there, and just half of what he was saying was ridiculous, wasn't true, and there was no way to say that West Virginia has those things going on, but nowhere else in the country does. Every college campus has their issues, not in any way saying it's perfect or it's for everyone, but half of what he was saying by West, basically characterizing Morgantown and the campus as the least safe in the country, just insane, okay? It's just insane, unless he's been to other ones. A lot of what his problems were in Morgantown are going to be problems elsewhere with crazy fans, et cetera. Not excusing, but you're dealing with that. So this allows a big-time guy to come to your school. He knows that. He was on Twitter. And despite any of that slander, despite what's going on with the program and that it is down in the dumps, JT Daniels, a former top recruit that had been at major conference programs, USC and Georgia, that like to contend for national titles, and of course Georgia having won, coming to West Virginia. Clearly, Neil Brown sold him on a pitch. Clearly, he wanted to be a part of the fold. The guy didn't grow up a Mountaineer fan. It's not like he's loving a pedigree of success they're putting forth here in recent memory. He's being sold by Neil Brown and maybe some history and maybe some guys that are there now. But, you know, Letty Brown, things like that, that's not the case for this coming year. So, you know, maybe Bryce Ford Wheaton, is that what he's being sold by? A good receiver, but come on. So this is a legit former top prospect who's played major conference football, whether or not you like what he put up or not, and whether or not he became the permitted starter or not, at two major conference programs that usually have tons of guys there. So it's not like losing a spot there is embarrassing, to go to West Virginia. That's a reason for excitement. That shows that despite how down it's been, Neil Brown can bring a guy like that in, that the program can bring a guy like that in. And that shows you an experienced quarterback can help you for next year. JT Daniels puts you in a better situation to have success right away than Nico would, than anybody else would at the current program that they could get, in being realistic, unless they got, you know, unless they got Slovis or something like that. I mean, maybe you would rather have that situation than what Pitt has right now and get that former USC quarterback. But unless that was the case, this is best case scenario for West Virginia going into next year, being realistic. Nico could still be the guy for the future. If he wants to transfer, go ahead. But he could still be the guy for the future. JT Daniels is not going to be there for 4 years. You're looking at one or two. And Nico could be the guy after that. But starting a true freshman, I don't care what he did in high school, that's not going to work right away. Okay, unless you got such perfection around him, that's not going to work right away. Starting Garrett Green off of what we've seen so far, what the coaches and people tell us on and off the record, that's not going to work right away, if ever. JT Daniels gives you the best chance at success and gives you an upgraded quarterback from Jarrett Daigie. Let's be real. So that's a guy that was a top prospect and people thought could play in the league. I'm not saying he's going to get there. And I'm not saying it guaranteedly works out. Will Greer, an NFL prospect quarterback, came over. That was something that allowed the team to have great offensive numbers and him to have great offensive numbers, but it didn't really translate into great success or wins. They didn't win any bowl games with Will Greer. He didn't play in any bowl games with West Virginia. Okay. So you don't want that result again. But the fact that you can get a guy like that and JT Daniels with the program being down, the impact is excitement to the backyard brawl, having a better chance to compete right away, and is taking advantage of the transfer portal in your favor. It doesn't have to be just bad. It can be good. And this is an example of it being good for a program that can help you win right away. Going with a true freshman all 4 years and just saying, that's our guy, hook or crook, winner, loser, draw, it's him, we're upstanding citizens. We tell a guy something, we're going to do it all the way through. That's not going to help you in this day and age when you have a transfer portal like this and you can quickly change things and improve almost like it's pro sports. And I'll leave that for another day as well. I've done past shows on that. I'm not saying it's perfect. I do think there should be a window. This isn't totally fair to coaches, even though you had to make it more even for players since coaches could up and leave and screw them in the past. But I'm not even getting into that. You're just keeping up with the Joneses. You're dealing with the rules that are there. And if these are the rules that are there and it's definitely hurting you at times, why not also allow it to help you by bringing in a former top prospect, a veteran quarterback that can help you and give you the best chance at success right now, like JT Daniels can do for West Virginia. So Nico will eventually be the guy. Not yet. And it's great news for West Virginia. It's great news for Neil Brown. I do think it might even give him more rope, maybe another year, depending on how things go, than what it previously was going to be, because this really shows something for him as a recruiter. This really shows now he can truly, he could say maybe Jarrett Daigie didn't cut it. Maybe that was the reason why my success at Troy didn't translate offensively. Maybe now I have a better situation and a better quarterback. Okay. That's just the case. You don't want to go in with a true freshman in a pressure cooker season. But the same people that want the program to win now and to climb now want to use a true freshman to get there when you know that's going to be a climb that's much slower. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense. But the impact is great. It's big news. You can't underrate it. It's big news for Neil Brown with a lot of pressure on him to kind of maybe save him in the program. It's big news for West Virginia. It's even big news for the backyard brawl as it returns. I think it adds more excitement to that game with the connection between the two quarterbacks and where they were. And now West Virginia having a legit guy they can, you know, use in that game and actually be competitive potentially, regardless of how next year goes. I'm not, again, saying it's going to go ahead and win 10 games, but you got to do something. And this is a move you got to do. It's a positive for the program. It really, really is. Best news Mountaineers have really had dealt to them in a while. So that's the mic drop on the JT Daniels to West Virginia story. I don't see any way you can spin it to be a negative. I know people like to spin their webs. I know people like to just get negative right away with comments that, oh, it won't matter, they're just going to be bad immediately. I'll put it to you this way too, and I'm not saying they're going to go ahead and win the Natty off of this, but this team going four games next year with a veteran like JT Daniels, then you probably do get rid of Neil Brown, because you got to at least figure to get into a bowl game. You got to at least figure to climb a little bit now that you have a veteran. If you had Nico, then you could argue, okay, 3-4 wins, it's a true freshman, we're still trying to build. Maybe it was an underachievement before, but you got to give me a mulligan here. Let's be reasonable. Not saying fans or the program will in this day and age, but with a veteran, there's a little bit more pressure, but it's a move that you have to do. You have to shoot your shot to try to save your job, save your legacy, save the program. And if you wait around, you're not going to be there even when it finally turns around. So great job by Neil Brown. A great thing for West Virginia bringing in JT Daniels. A great choice for the young man in JT Daniels to come to West Virginia. And I think it turns the backyard brawl up another level. I think the return to the backyard brawl now spikes in terms of interest. Not that it wasn't always at an all-time high. And you get the news an hour or so after JT Daniels coming to West Virginia dropped on the news ticker that the backyard brawl will also be renewed. So they have that renewal now. You have a little break 2026 to 28, and then it gets recharged again from 29 to 32. So that's all wonderful. Of course, JT Daniels won't be part of that those years. Who knows whether he'll be in the league or he'll be selling insurance. Who knows? But for the immediate future, JT Daniels being a Mountaineer adds excitement to that game. It makes the program better right away. It is a win now type of move with pressure. Nothing is guaranteed, but there's just no way to spin it negatively. So anyone trying to do that, I drop the mic on you. You can feel free to pick it up and leave a comment here below. If you want to go at me, I'll go back at you. But again, JT Daniels to West Virginia, great news for the program. Great news for Neil Brown. You couldn't have asked for much better in terms of a realistic situation. And then we will see how it works on the field. The pressure is now on Neil Brown, but he did what he had to do to try to save his legacy and save his job with West Virginia.